I think we got to get a market watch going for Thursday, for tonight. You ready?
My mission is simple, to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
You told me before the show, Tone, this is, I think, without fees, $28. Mitch has 50, or excuse me, Owen has 50 bucks all in.
Yeah, that's with fees.
With fees and everything.
I went to Anthony's website, and with the fees, it's like 45 bucks.
45 bucks. Every dollar counts. That's why we do the market watch.
So they even put a little arrow to tell you whether or not things are going up or things are going down.
On your site, you can say, I am a fan of the Cleveland Browns or I am a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I don't know if that changes your fee or whatever. Yeah. So I put Steelers just to see if it would like change a number.
It probably gives the seller the option to prioritize.
Oh, okay.
But of course, you know, nobody's telling the truth. But
I've sold tickets before and it's never... It never says, hey, do you want to sell these tickets to this guy? It's, you put them on the market.
There was a time where and even now I still would be like, man, I know that it's almost impossible to vet, but I think people would be like, hey, you want my tickets? You want my tickets? You want my tickets? Or they go on Facebook and they go, hey, I can't make Thursday night's game. I'm willing to sell these to a Browns fan.
They make it clear, yeah.
They make it abundantly clear. If you or your friends who are Browns fans want to buy my tickets, let me know. I'll sell them for face, whatever. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Are people willing to go through that rigmarole right now? Or are they just selling them and they don't care?
Yeah, I mean, my friends who sold their tickets on Monday, pretty good seats in the upper deck.
Yeah.
But like the first row of the upper deck. Uh-huh. So. He was able to get face value, and he's like, it has to be a Steelers fan. He goes, there's no way a Browns fan's buying that ticket for now. And I'm looking at what you could get into the lower bowl. I mean, if you've ever wanted to go to a Browns game, and it's going to be in prime time, got to bundle up a little bit, but if you've ever wanted to go to a game and be able to sit close, I mean, you got tickets 75, 55 right here in the corner, 70, like near the tunnel, 74.
Near the tunnel,
like,
74.
This is a Steelers game. So if you've ever just wanted to go a football game and you can do it and you could sit close, this would be the game to do it, wouldn't
it? Anybody going to work, 216-474-0092, do you care who buys your tickets right now? Do you care? Because the Steelers, like I think that we've had years, like during the 0-16 year, 1-15 year, where it was there were a lot of Giants fans that season.
Oh, I remember
there
that.
Were a lot of Cowboys fans. Yes, there were a lot of Steelers fans, but I didn't think there was as many Steelers fans as I thought there should be or could be, I beg your pardon, because, well, if you compare it to the Cowboys or anybody else, like, wow, yeah, it's... But I think that people did, even then, try to... And I'd like to sell them to a Browns fan, not necessarily a Steelers fan. Cowboys, I don't think they care. Giants, I don't think they care. It is what it is. But I think with the Steelers, I do think it matters. Now, Mike Tomlin had talked about it earlier this week. He said it's not quite the takeover that we had in Washington or Dallas or somewhere else, or like Los Angeles or Vegas, I should say, because it's so close. And he said a lot of Browns fans keep their tickets, so they don't want that to happen. I'm telling you, man, I'm not picking up the best vibes. I hate to overuse that term. I'm not picking up the best feeling from the fan base right now. It's like they're not just disappointed. They're also mad. And it's almost like some fans want to prove a point. And what that point is, I think we're getting what that point is. It's like they are very upset with the way things are going right now. And they're very upset with the possibility of things not really having a chance to get fully fixed over the next 2 years. Gotta find out how long that contract is before they can get it really going again. I think that some people are pretty upset. Even if they wanted change a couple of years ago, I think some folks are pretty upset with it because fans are allowed to be fans. And I wonder for fans now, do you just not care who buys these tickets tonight if you're selling the tickets?
I imagine you're just trying to get the most amount of money possible, no matter what.
I still
clothing, no matter what gear the fan that buys your seat is wearing.
I still, as mad as I've been, and I've been mad this year, I still can't bring myself to do it. It's my personal pride. You know, they can be 2-8. I'm not, and I can be upset with them. I don't want to let them drag me down with them.
But I wonder, Kenny, if the fans are so fed up and so inclined to send a message to ownership that having that place be Steelers West, Pittsburgh West, actually thinks that pushes forward this whole process of where they want to get to.
So if you have face value tickets, all right, someone in a Steelers jersey, you know they're a Steelers fan. They're wearing an old faded Carnell Lake jersey that they wore to a wedding just last week. They're willing to offer you face value. A guy in a Browns jersey, a brand new, pristine 95 Miles Garrett jersey, goes, I'll give you up to $50 less. Would you take the $50 less, or would you sell it to the Steeler fan? You.
I think I'm trying to make the money.
I'd take the $50 less.
I don't, but that to me doesn't make me feel better. That doesn't make me feel better about anything.
It doesn't.
Especially, and again, we're not in the position that some of these fans who spend their hard-earned money on season tickets every year, I've been hearing from them more and more every week. And I'm like, God bless, you guys have been through everything, and here we are again, and it feels, I know things can change.
Yes.
The drop of a hat right now in the world of the NFL, but it feels hopeless right now again for those fans. They just want to be made whole. They want to be made not to look like a fool for dumping their hard-earned money on this football team again.
Robert in Euclid. Robert, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't care who buys my tickets. I'm going to get 30, 40 cents on a dollar. I don't care. And listen, they're going to run this thing back. Trust me, they're going to run it back. They're not going to make any changes. And we're, as a fan, listen, I'm a union laborer. I don't make a lot of money. I make a living to support my family. But I buy tickets. Like, I'm the type of person that's going to get squeezed here. And I don't like it. I mean, we're forced to do this. I hope it's 50% Steelers fans tonight, because unless that happens, these people don't care. They're going to run deep at test out here. They're going to run them all out here again. And
well,
we're going to
stop
holding bags.
I have to tell you, Robert, no disrespect, but it's going to be far too cold for DiBenedetto to be out here tonight. Thank you for the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't hate you for telling me the truth, Robert. I mean, those are your feelings, and I think that's where a lot of people are at. I still, if it were like, Kenny, I'll give you up till $50 off. You got to give me $50 off. All right, fine. If I knew it was a Browns fan, I'd have to do it, and you can call me a fool for it. It was just, I can't let that do it. I don't think that they're going to run it back because of guys like Robert.
That's kind of where I've been at.
And I know that, you know, everybody sits there and they tell me, and I'm not trying to give away what we could sell, but outsiders are saying, you guys are stupid if you do this, that, and the other. There's 7 games left. Who knows what can happen over the next 7 games? I mean, you could say, how many times have we seen something where it's like, you can't do that in November? By the time the end of December comes around, it's like, yeah, I can kind of see it.
That's how it goes every time.
Yeah, I could kind of see it going this way. All right, 216-474-0092. If you have tickets, you're selling them. Do you care who buys your tickets? Is it a personal pride with you? It's like, hey, man, these players, they come and go. I'm here to stay. I'm not going to sell it to a Steeler fan. Or you're like, you know what? Just like what Robert said, I'm sending a message tonight.